We're going to end the show today in a small, sunny kitchen and office 20 stories above Washington Square in Greenwich Village, where food stylist Rick Ellis has assembled a sort of culinary time machine through the vehicle of his enormous cookbook collection. His first finds have ultra-colored covers and kitschy titles like Cooking for Orgies and Saucepans and the Single Girl. We asked Rick Ellis to take us to a kitchen of another century by making a recipe from his favorite cookbook.
I can't say I have a favorite. Not with 5,000 books or thereabouts. The Virginia housewife, Karen Hess, great food historian, feels that it's probably the most authentic early American cookbook in terms of really representing American cuisine, published in 1824 in Virginia. Wonderful recipes, great reading. And I was flipping through, trying to pick something that I thought would be easy to talk about and demonstrate. And what caught my eye about it was, it's a classic apple pie, peeled apple, sliced thinly. She says, lay a crust into the bottom of your pie plate. Alternate layers of what she calls powdered sugar, which of course would refer to just finely ground sugar. Sugar came in blocks or cones, and they had to grind it themselves, but not what we think of as confectioner sugar. She then is seasoning it, which is the part that I found interesting, with rose water sprinkled over the top and a few whole cloves. And that's a combination that I'd never seen before. And I love rose water. And I thought, might be very interesting. So since I don't need much of an excuse to make a pie anyhow, I thought I would give that one a whirl.